Three officials from the International Criminal Court who were also detained in Libya almost a month ago have also been released. The ICC has expressed its regret over the incident as part of a deal to get the legal team freed. The Libyan government's official spokesman has told AM that Melinda Taylor has disrespected the law, and another official says it will not be safe for her to ever return. Michael Vincent reports.
Melinda Taylor is accused of attempting to deliver a coded letter to Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. It was during a meeting on June the 7th in the town of Zintan where Gaddafi is being held. Saleh Darub is the recently appointed Libyan government's official spokesman. It's been good that she's confessed her guilt, he says. She understands her mistake, and that is good for us. Libya had agreed to the June the 7th meeting at which Ms. Taylor, as an ICC-appointed defence lawyer, would meet her client, the former dictator's son. An old man sent to monitor the conversation called the guards when he overheard Gaddafi and Ms. Taylor talking about the letter. Its author, Mohamed Ismail, is Libya's most wanted man and Gaddafi's former henchman. Ms. Taylor was then detained for almost 4 weeks, despite her quasi-diplomatic immunity. Saleh Darub. We very much respect her immunity, he says. But did she respect the ICC, that she has this immunity? You should ask yourself that question. She came to help Saif al-Islam, a man who killed and raped and tortured and stole. When someone like her comes and abuses the Libyan people, they get hurt. And Saleh Darub says Ms. Taylor is now being released because her employer has now also expressed its regret over the incident. The ICC understands and admits, he says, one of their employees has made a mistake, and that was helpful. We respect that, and our relationship is strong. But what about Mohamed Ismail, the wanted henchman? AM called Libya's Attorney General, who's been in charge of this case, and via an interpreter asked whether Melinda Taylor had been cooperative in helping them find Mohamed Ismail. No, he says. She wasn't cooperative. And this subject needs to be discussed face-to-face, not on the phone. And with that, he hung up. Libya's suspicions about this affair remain strong. AM wasn't able to ask whether Ms. Taylor will be allowed to return to continue her work for the ICC. But Libya's delegate to the ICC and former National Transitional Government Minister Ahmed El-Jahani says Melinda Taylor will not return to Libya.
I think coming back for Melinda, especially for Melinda Taylor, it is something difficult and not safe also.
Not safe?
Yes, I think.
Libya's delegate to the ICC and former National Transitional Government Minister, Ahmed Al-Jahani, speaking there with AM's Michael Vincent.